Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Anybody but Murdoch.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A lot of people who work for Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal don't want Rupert Murdoch to take over the company. So they're trying to find another buyer. A union representing Dow Jones workers says it's reached out to other billionaires. They include Ron Burkle, who made his fortune in supermarkets, and investor Warren Buffett. The union's worried Murdoch would slant the journal's coverage to suit his business interests. Murdoch owns Fox News and MySpace. A couple weeks ago, we told you about a diabetes drug that could be dangerous. A study found Avandia might cause heart problems. Today, Congress holds a hearing on Avandia, and drug maker GlaxoSmithKline plans to fight like hell. Helen Palmer reports from our health desk at WGBH.
Avandia is Glaxo's second biggest earner and a blockbuster.
In 2006, the drug generated over $2.5 billion in sales.
Decision Resources analyst Donnie Wong.
And the drug has another 5 years of patent life to it, so that's a lot of potential earnings that Glaxo is trying to protect.
So the company's aggressively defending the drug, with full page-and-a-half advertisements in papers nationwide to reassure patients. But company shares hit a two-year low yesterday. Wong says that's an overreaction. Uncontrolled diabetes is far more dangerous than what seems to be only a slight increase in heart risk with Avandia.
The specialists aren't as concerned as the primary care physicians. And for diabetes, primary care physicians do tend to be the primary prescribers.
Just after the New England Journal article was published, the share of new prescriptions for Avandia dropped from 10% of all diabetes medications to zero. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke gave Wall Street some bad news yesterday. He said inflation was still a threat that just about dashed hopes of a cut in interest rates this year. So the Dow dropped 80 points to 13,595. The Nasdaq lost 7 to 2611. The S&P 500 fell 8 points to 1530. Asian stocks were mixed today. European shares are down about 0.5%. The National Association of Home Builders is bringing 1,300 members to Washington today. They're looking for help in solving this subprime lending mess. More now from Steve Henn.
It's an annual summertime ritual. A veritable army of home builders heads to Congress to flex its political muscle. Jerry Howard is the CEO of the National Association of Home Builders.
2 or 3 years ago, we were proud to go up to the Hill and talk to members of Congress about how we were keeping the economy afloat. Now it's the exact opposite.
Howard says many of his members are sinking in a real estate market that's been flooded with foreclosed homes and is awash in bad loans. Howard would like Congress to make it easier for the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, to help troubled borrowers refinance their loans. David Barenbaum at the National Community Reinvestment Coalition is an unlikely ally.
We do believe there's a place for the FHA to repackage loans and refinance loans so we don't have a mortgage tsunami across the country.
Already this year, more than 500,000 people have lost homes, and if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you could feel the pinch soon. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Bank of America launches a new campaign today to help customers avoid fees. You heard me right. The bank says one of the biggest complaints from people is not knowing when or how fees get charged. So it's calling the education program A Little Knowledge is a Powerful Thing. Bank of America collected more than $22 billion in fees last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting Waitress, a comedy about a diner waitress who finds inspiration in motherhood, friendship, and pies, in select theaters now. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Today, the Senate continues debating the immigration bill. Things got pretty nasty yesterday. Democrats and Republicans accused each other of trying to kill the measure. It would legalize millions of undocumented immigrants and create a guest worker program. Some thoughts now from commentator Robert Reich.
A century ago, America's immigration policy was best summarized in Emma Goldman's famous lines on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. I'm afraid that under the immigration bill now pending in Congress, it will be give me your rich, your well-educated, your young, high-tech moguls yearning to make even more money. Supporters of this fundamental change in immigration policy say we need to import more well-educated talent if we're to stay competitive. But exactly whose competitiveness are we talking about? Not the competitiveness of, say, American-born computer engineers. Adjusted for inflation, their earnings haven't gone anywhere in years. That's in part because American companies have been sending so much of their high-tech work abroad. Bringing more foreign-born engineers here, under an expanded H-1B visa program, or a point system for that matter, will just depress wages even further. Some argue that even with all the outsourcing, we still don't have enough well-educated high-tech workers here in America. But this mixes short-term and long-term logic. You'd expect any shortage of talent in America would force companies here to raise salaries sufficiently to induce enough Americans to get the skills in demand. Yet if those companies are allowed to import more high-tech workers, they won't need to raise American salaries, which means fewer young Americans will be attracted into these careers, thereby creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of too few native-born Americans to fill them. Taking the pressure off American companies like this also means taking the pressure off them to help fix America's broken educational system, in which American kids now place last in math and science among young people in all advanced nations. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all in favor of immigration. Our country was built on it. But I worry about bringing in well-educated people with high-tech skills when we fail to give enough Americans a good education or pay those who have it what they deserve.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich now teaches at the University of California, Berkeley. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.